This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we are. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. From the floor of SHOT Show 2020, I find myself, and here I'm talking to somebody about something that we didn't used to talk about, because we used to talk about something different all the time, earlier time in our background history, but I've known him for probably 7 years, 8 years, and I met him two nights ago. Face-to-face, joining me from Compass Training Center out of Chino Valley, Arizona.
That's exactly where we're at.
Is John Stankiewicz.
Bill Frady, what a pleasure.
Yeah.
What a pleasure.
Likewise, the pleasure is mine.
I think it's been, we're pushing 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing this show for 8 years. Yeah. You guys, when you were with your other company, you guys sponsored the show when I probably had 35 downloads at the time. 35 whole downloads. And, probably paid a commensurate price for that, too.
You probably have.
Yeah,
you probably have.
So, Compass Training, tell me a little bit about it.
Wow, what a story. Went out to Arizona.
Tell the whole story, though. Tell why we had to have Compass Training. Tell why you're at... You don't have to go into too many details. If you want me to do it, I can do the real quick encapsulated.
Do it.
John moved to Arizona from California with a K, with a company. And he went there, and he went there with the company. He was in the industry at the time. And then the company, summarily, after he got everybody to move there and uproot their life and change everything about it, and their zip code, their mailing address, everything else, then he was dismissed from his position that he moved all the way over there to do in the first place.
Things happen. That's how the industry works.
That's, you know, that's life. I mean, it does happen that way. And, I mean, this is nothing. I'm not saying anything about anybody, but... In your position, It wasn't the best case scenario.
It wasn't. Fortunately, it doesn't cost you anything to be a nice guy. It can cost you everything to not be a nice guy. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
The language. But I was still...
I really appreciate that.
I was still surrounded by some folks with honesty and integrity. My dear friend Todd Nielsen has his own training company. He winds up retiring from his job close to the same time I moved to Arizona. We now run that training company together, Nielsen Training and Consulting. And after things went south with the last company, he took me on in such a big way. We were training in Utah, training in Arizona, and then we got in the car and we started traveling the country. We've been from Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, Mobile, Alabama, and Carthage, North Carolina. And it was a great, great, great time traveling with Todd. We still work together, and I love him to death.
You know, I'm looking at your logo, and for a price that we could negotiate, I would tattoo your logo right here to where my eye's in the center of that star.
He's just going
to give me a patch.
You remember the last
so much for that. So much for that. That's the most silent turndown I've ever had. I don't even have to discuss it with you. I know what that meant.
So, you know, Bill, and everything with Nielsen Training Consulting and with Todd on personal and professional levels was nails. We were doing really, really well. The training game was going really good. Again, keeping that honesty and integrity and doing what we do. And it was great. And we were, I believe, driving 24 hours, hot seating in a rented minivan full of guns from Mobile, Alabama to Chino Valley, Arizona, and commenting that while this is fun and all, this traveling is going to get old fast, man. Maybe one day we'll get blessed and we'll have our own range. Utah, Arizona, let's just see how it works out. Not long after getting back, the phone rang. So it was very...
Putting together a range is a logistical challenge, isn't it? A range.
Challenge is one word. Nightmare would be another.
Okay. Well, they just start with different letters. But, I mean, either way, it's not an undertaking that, say, you're going to do... There's not ever going to be a website that says 24hourrange.com, right?
Probably not.
Yes.
Probably not.
So that was the hard part, right? Just finding the place and getting the approval because somebody's got to bless off on it and all this other stuff.
Oh, wow. We had looked all over the place. We'd looked all over Utah. We looked at existing ranges, ranges that had been closed, the whole gamut. And the phone rings one day from the town that I live in, Chino Valley, Arizona, and that town has just been marvelous to us. And there was a open to the public range that was currently there, and the people that were running that were having some issues, and basically they got the boot. And we went through the entire, request for proposal process, the entire contract process, and we landed a range that, I feel bad for Todd, he's 8 hours away, but this range is 2.1 miles away from my house.
Well, at least if something goes wrong, you can get there, quick check on it, and he can just stay home, right?
That's cool, yeah, right. You can watch on the cameras and all.
Now, I went to Pro Gun Club here in Boulder City. Have you ever been out there?
I have indeed.
Now, if you've never been there, it'd be easier to parachute in there.
Yeah,
is that what happens with most? Are you guys out there? Do you have to go way out to get to your range?
We're out there. We're out there a little bit. I'm blessed to live on about 4.5 acres where my house is, so we're a little bit out there. For folks not super familiar with where Chino Valley is, it's a town just north of Prescott. We're about 1.5 hours from the Grand Canyon, about 1 hour and 15 minutes from Flagstaff, so we're central northern. And once you're in town, if you're in the historic Prescott, I'm 20 minutes away, so we're not too far out in the boonies.
Hmm.
And I have indoor plumbing.
Hmm.
The ladies love it.
Wow, it just gets better and better and more gooder and more gooder.
Yeah.
I'm checking the time here. As far as the training curriculum you guys offer, what do you offer?
Well, that's what's really unique about it, is here we inherit a public range. You got your 50-yard pistol, your 100-yard rifle, your strict RSO-controlled hot and cold ranges, and we're going to keep doing that so that the public everywhere in that part of Arizona and any place, anyone that's visiting can come do that. But let's also, because of our background, let's have a training program, and let's have training programs that will work for all walks of life, for all financial situations that people have. What we see in the industry is you've got the $35 4-hour CCW class,
right?
And then you've got $2,000 to come out and spend a week with us, and we like to bridge that gap.
Right.
The economics in the area that we're at, and the economics in that whole part of the country is, what do you need for a 4-day class? What do you need for a private class? What do you need for a 1-day, 2-day, 3-day? So we're in the process of doing a ton of improvements to that 40 acres we're sitting on. We're going to have a 200-yard pad, a 600, and then I want a lot of small bays. And I don't want to be selfish about it. Todd and I have been training, 30-something years apiece here, but we also want to open that up for other instructors around the country, the Dave Spaldings of the world, for
sure, sure,
to come up and teach their classes.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah. So we want people to get different perspectives.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Some of these guys have to do this portable training where they do a class and it's going to be in a locale where they're at, but then they got to have somewhere to do the shooting, and that comes into that place.
And they're doing that.
Now, let me ask you this, and this is, I know it's a minor point, but it's a very important point to me. I went to James Ager's class of tactical response.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I went in June, which was a brilliant idea for me. Now, they had facilities there for you, but they're like on the range, right?
Right.
And hanging on the facilities is a pair of Filipinos fighting sticks, because when you go into the porta potty, you have to beat off the spiders out there while you're, taking care of whatever you're taking care of. And then we went to another range where everything was a little more controlled and everything else. James Range is gigantic. It's a sprawling facility.
Mm-hmm.
Have you covered those kind of things?
Yeah, that's really where we want to go with it. Keep in mind, we took this thing over. We started August 1st last year, so we're under 6 months. Indoor plumbing is a beautiful thing. A nice classroom is a beautiful thing. We want a nice professional environment. You brought up the Pro Gun Club.
Right.
I love the setup that they have there. That's just awesome. All those different private range bays. You've got a nice building to sit down in. We want to have a classroom. Have one-stop shopping, and we're totally, the great thing about this, we have seasons. We do have seasons in Chino Valley. It's not the typical Arizona. It's always hot there. We actually get snow in the wintertime, so you'll get to deal with all four seasons when you're up at our range. But really have an environment that's comfortable for people. Hey, if you're not a shooter and you want to come up and you'd like to grab an archery bay or maybe do some axe throwing or something like that, take a class, we can do all that.
Coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I want to talk about where you guys think the direction of training is going, because of all the disciplines that are out there and all the various categories in the gun industry, the one thing that I have not seen take off I mean, I've been waiting for Chris Costa to get his own private jet, but he can't afford it yet. So I've been waiting for training to take off, and I want to know where you guys see this going.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back. I am with John Stankiewicz, Todd Nielsen from Compass Training. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
All right, Wayne coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Coming to you from the floor of SHOT Show 2020. Talking to John Stankiewicz from Compass Training. John and I have history.
Good history.
Yeah, absolutely good history. So, one thing that has always amazed me, except for a few individuals, training, you know, we got more guns being bought, more people with concealed carry permits than ever before, ever. We got 16 states that have permitless carry. There's, depending on who you listen to, there's between 430 million and 660 million guns in the country. And the one thing that has sort of stayed status quo to me as far as what I hear for numbers for training is training.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with all of the, and one thing that I found, like when I fill in at a local radio station at WORD, there's two schools, tactical training schools in the area we live in. And I'll be talking about, there's schools for you to go to. And because I'm on this radio network that has nothing to do with me, I'm just filling in. I can't say anything about them.
All right.
But on the text line, they'd be like, where, Bill, where? Where are they? Where that, Bill? Bill, where that?
Mm-hmm.
So is it? Does it come down to a mere matter of awareness?
It's a matter of awareness, and I'll tell you, and it kind of got doubled down here at SHOT Show this week. I'm very displeased with the state of the training world, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention names. I'll put out all the names and all the stories in my forthcoming book after I retire. That should be a good one because I got all the secrets.
Is it going to be called John Stankiewicz? Read this or I'll kill you.
You be careful if you buy this because I still have pictures and videos. Sorry.
I can prove it all.
I can prove it all. But here's the deal.
With a forward written by me.
Okay.
Done.
All right.
I'll do the audiobook too.
You know. Here's the deal with training. First of all, let's get interested in training. Buy all the guns you want, buy any gun you want, buy all the accessories you want, go get training to the public, go get it. Vet out your instructor. The problem with the training world is way too much time is being spent on people's resumes, which quite frequently come back to not always be truthful.
Would they be embellished?
Embellished.
Okay.
No, actually, I don't like that word. They lie. People lie. Sometimes people just lie. And here's, you want to know what the dirty little secret is in the training world, Bill? You want to know what it is?
I want to know what it is.
Here it comes. You ready?
I'm ready.
We're all teaching the same thing.
I was not ready for that.
Each and every one of us from the best resume.
Well, you know, but let me throw something in here now. I just want to know what you think about this. Now, I've been to a few classes in my time, and then I went to a Steve Fisher class, and everything Steve Fisher did everything completely not the way I was taught to do it anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing he said is that a lot of instructors will start out as students, and that's where they develop the love for the craft itself, and they go to instructors, and then they train people the way they were trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always thought that with civilian training, that it's much easier and faster to adopt a new technique than, say, the military, where they got to write a hand, where they got to write a TM about it, and that's got to be submitted to training? TRADOC. It's got to be submitted
right.
to TRADOC, and then they got to review it for 10 years, and then they put it out there, and then, you know, by the time the next three techniques have come and gone in the civilian world, we're going to adopt this one in the military.
Sure.
Go for it.
You know, the civilian training side is really great. The law enforcement training side is good, and I like doing it on the civilian side, because just because it's the civilian side doesn't mean you don't have cops and operators in your class.
Right.
So what who's signed off on what doesn't matter. But that's the biggest thing in the world is, yeah, things are different. People teach things differently, but the core fundamentals of safety and tactics and what it is that we're talking about, we're all teaching the same thing, making the difference between a subpar instructor and a good instructor is how well you connect with your students. I have been in classes with instructors that have a resume that is just amazing. The law enforcement, the special forces, Navy SEAL, Del Taco, the whole freaking thing is out there, and they're awesome, and they can't teach anything. They cannot teach a kid how to seal an envelope. They stink. And I've been on some ranges with some guys that had a very limited resume. They were a good student of the gun. They were a great student of the gun. The resume is kind of limited, but they can teach. And no matter what your resume is in the radio world, if you can't speak into that microphone and grab your audience, then you're useless, right? It's no different in the training world. And I think that's the perspective that Todd and I bring to it. There is some been there, done that in both of our histories. But really, can you establish rapport with your students, and can you get your point across to very different people? there's a lot. You look at someone's website for a training school. If you want to take Pistol 3, there is the prerequisite of having taken Pistol 2 or equivalent. We'll throw all that out the window because everyone shows up at your class.
Right.
And if you can't teach that class to the 65-year-old lady with limited shooting experience that just walked in and the so-called tactical operator that's 25 years old standing right next to her, if you can't give those people a few nuggets at the end of the day in that training class, then you fail.
Well, what is what is the likelihood that you would have John Rambo come in there with the lady that's going, where the beef, and where's the beef, and they'd all be in the same class?
Almost every class.
Every class.
To be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got, out at the range at the Compass Training Center, we were very blessed. We've got 3 different chapters of the well-armed woman that have converged onto our range, and they're coming out and taking that. And they come out, and you're talking about an entirely widespread group of experience with what's going on with the gun community and their shooting ability. And you know what? When we walk out on that line and we take that class and we start teaching it, everyone needs to walk out of there with something. You have to take care of your student that's a bit advanced. You have to take care of your student that's never pressed the trigger. There's times when you have to separate things. There's times when you have to tell somebody, you know, today's not for you. So I'm going to set you aside, and we'll come back and hit this later. But you've got to be able to move on the fly.
Right.
Your ability to teach is way more important than what is on your resume or whether or not you can call Optics Company X on the phone and get, you know, 6 thingamajiggers delivered to you overnight. So that's what it's about.
So do you think training is – how do we make the public more aware of the training availability?
That's a tough one.
Because I've tried to have trainers as sponsors,
mm-hmm.
training companies, training ranges, and I can't drive a dime of business to them.
Well, you know, my friend Todd Nielsen gave me the best advice ever. He said, if you want to make $1 million in the training business, start with 4.
$4?
$4 million.
Oh, okay.
So that's proven to be very, very true. So if you're in this to go to the Ferrari dealership, you're in the wrong game if you want to do that with training. So
if you already had your plane, what you would do would be sell your private plane and then. So did Chris Costa have a private plane at one time?
I have no idea. Maybe. Okay. Good for him if he does.
He keeps moving around. I mean, I didn't know he moved to Idaho.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. But you've got, you know, that's huge. Is the social media presence is important. You just have to be very delicate with what you're doing on social media, the videos you're putting out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you want to come on and talk about this stuff with me, you have, no matter what social media does, you know, if I can't do anything, notorious enough to be taken down.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I go by the Rush Limbaugh model, you know, drug abuser and all that other stuff, and he's still running number one.
Maybe you're just not precious enough.
I'm very precious. I'm very precious. I don't know if I'm precious enough.
Somebody out there will get it. There's also a lot of different avenues.
Listen, man, I don't know if we want to get it that way. I'm not doing that for nobody. I don't care how well long I've known you. I'm running out of time.
All right, brother.
Thanks for joining me today. Compass Training. How they find you, CompassTraining.com?
Yes, Compass. CompassTrainingCenterAC.org. We open it as a nonprofit.
You'll be hearing from them again. Thank you for joining me today.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate impeachment trial, President Trump tweeted, House Manager Adam Schiff is mentally deranged.
Republican Kevin Kramer of North Dakota.
Adam Schiff continues to suggest that somehow all we have to do to get to the truth is if the president waives it, all the rest of the rights he has and throw out his defense and let them have whatever witnesses they want.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer on the push for witnesses.
I've always said this is an uphill fight. The pressure that Trump, who's a vindictive, nasty president, and McConnell place on them is large, but we're still hopeful.
Health officials confirm that the Chicago woman who has the coronavirus has infected her husband. This is the first person-to-person spread of the coronavirus in the U.S., according to the CDC. In China, there are now 170 deaths from the virus and more than 7,700 cases reported. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. At, on the floor at SHOT Show 2020. A little while back, I used to have some really, really good conversations. And I mean, these were conversations about warriors, about veterans, about sacrifice. And at the same time, my counterpart in this was, I like really politically incorrect people, and if they're more politically incorrect than me, well, the better than it is for me. So joining me for the first time in a long time from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris. How have you been, young man?
Busy would be an understatement. Yeah, for sure.
Going through a little bit of a transition and everything. We don't have to get into that. Unless you want to, we can talk about that. I want to know what you think about the current political situation and the current climate that we get to exist in.
Things are crazy right now. Absolutely crazy right now. One of the things that have been coming up the most in conversation over the week has been the new gun laws.
In Virginia.
Yeah, especially Virginia. But we're seeing it in Washington State. And, it seems like many other states are trying to jump on those coattails and see what they can...
Trying to outdo each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very interesting. Everybody feels... I think gun sales would suggest that people feel a little safer right now with President Trump in office. You know, gun sales have dipped down, so there isn't a run on guns. Everybody's not trying to just buy up guns. I think people feel a little bit safe, but the craziest thing that is kind of... really blowing my mind is that right now is when we're under the most attack. We haven't been attacked like we are now in ever.
Yeah, you know, when Trump was talking about red flag orders and everything, I knew he was never going to move on that. He was just sort of humoring them because he plays this chess with them. And he says, well, yes, I'll talk about it. But then he keeps coming back saying, well, you know, it's not the guns, it's mental health. So I knew he knew. He's got Don Jr. and Eric, and those guys would roll with you any day.
Sure.
And so I was never worried about anything federal. But now we've got these states where we're getting a patchwork. And it reminds me a little bit of East Germany.
Sure.
Yeah, because, they're trying... I mean, in Virginia, though, they're going way beyond that. They're trying to fix it to where you can't teach... A child of a certain age can't take a martial art.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They took this thing where the recall vote is triggered at a 10% threshold when they're doing a recall petition. They jacked that to 25%. Four-year term limit on governors, they're trying to turn that into 8.
Yeah.
They feel them... And the thing is, though, I don't understand this, because they did this in Connecticut, and nobody complied. They still... The registration percentage is around in the low teens. They did this in New York, and it didn't even crest 5%. And now they're doing it in Virginia, which has never, you know, historically has been a pretty pro-gun state.
Right, absolutely. And it's also been, like, the battleground.
Yeah. And, you know... I was very pleased with what happened in Virginia earlier this week, because
right.
I actually thought it was going to be worse than it was, a lot worse. I saw no need to go to it. I would not, you know, I'm a big follower of Sun Tzu. If it's a war, if it's a fight you can't win, don't fight it. Hold
sure.
yourself back. But I was happy to be wrong. But you know what? That didn't change anything.
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing changed.
Nothing changed. They're still going to pass it. They're still going to pass it.
It looks that way.
And some of the stuff that you and I talked about a while back begins to take shape now, doesn't it? As
Absolutely.
These lines are being drawn and everything else.
Well, I wonder what's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. What's going to happen? It's going to happen.
It's going to be a rash of killings due to red flag orders. We've already had one in Maryland, but we just had that one and then it stopped. But it's going to be one of these, like in Florida, where Spikes is from.
Right.
They give out red flag orders. People don't own guns.
Right.
But they do that because they don't have a registry. And somebody's going to get out there and say, well, we need a registry. Like they're doing in Virginia.
Right.
They're wanting to register now, although I'm told that they backed off of the assault weapon ban or the assault weapon confiscation or whatever. It's hard to keep up with what they're proposing.
Right.
I need to get a little flipped scorecard.
Well, there's a lot of waffling, I think, in order to shove something through. And it's a step.
You know, in Virginia, their biggest problem is fentanyl and opioids.
Right.
And they actually have a real problem they could solve. But then in Virginia, amongst lowest crime stats, they come in fourth. They're relatively safe. They even dealt with MS-13 successfully.
Well, I don't think it's about death. I don't think it's about, you know, people dying or public safety. I think that the chips are stacked right now in Virginia, and they're going to take it while they can get it, and they're going to shove it through, and... I think it's
about control.
It is about control. It's always about control.
Yeah.
But I think
been.
This is going to be. This is the beginning.
We're just, I like you. I'm just waiting to see what's going to be the spark. At the same time, if something does spark, I mean, it's going to be bad for the leftist side. They're not going to win that. Who are they going to kick in the butt to come at us? They throw the cops under the bus every day.
Right, sure.
The military has become, I'm sure you look at it and you're like, was I even in that?
Right, every day. It's so surprising to hear you say that. I can't tell you how often I have that thought of,
yeah.
Wow, has it changed?
So what are they going to do? Who's going to, is Dianne Feinstein going to play it up and come your way?
Not today.
Moon Man, is he going to be throwing a plate carry on coming to the Osiris house?
Yeah, I doubt that.
Me too. So I just wonder how this is going to go. I saw Eric Swalwell one time when Tucker Carlson said it would spark a, when he was in his Nukem phase, when he said it would spark a revolution or a civil war. And he said, but they're so law-abiding, Tucker. They're counting on us being what we are, except they don't understand that the civil war they're pushing for could turn into a revolution.
Right. Right. It's a strange time. I think it's going to take one like landmark case.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get thrown in jail, something's going to happen, and the right people are going to get behind it. It'll end up in the Supreme Court, and I truly believe this will all get shut down. But what will happen between now and then?
Well, you're a member of the former special ops community.
Sure.
I have always thought that these spec ops, like in where I live in Greenville, South Carolina, my understanding is that a lot of spec ops guys have just retired and blended in, not because they're trying to be sleepers or nothing, just because it's a nice quiet place in a nice economic bubble and it's a good place to retire. I look at the veteran community to be the ones that would be the responders in the beginning.
Oh, I think that will definitely be the case. And what's really interesting is when the governor of Virginia, you know, what was it, an emergency?
Yeah.
Emergency order.
The militia was coming.
Right. He specifically stated they were afraid of veterans.
Yeah. Well, good idea, Ralph. I mean, you're doing a bunch of stuff that I gave a whole lot of my time to protect. You're going against all of it.
Right. Right.
So if it comes down to it, I still believe it'd be over within like 5 days.
It'll be quick.
It'd be quick. I don't think. As a matter of fact, I think if it was federal. Which I see, if something erupts in Virginia, I don't think Trump will stand for it. Nobody's talked about that.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because that came up in a conversation a couple nights ago at dinner.
Yeah.
At some point,
this is civil rights. This is a civil rights violation. And I mean, we've already seen them go down in the 60s. We've already seen them go to Alabama and enforce the Constitution, enforce desegregation, however you want to put it, whatever the new law was. And they're not going to let people die over some stupid law that some stupid power-hungry governor thinks he can pass.
Well, it's even worse, it's not only stupid and ridiculous, but it's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
That is very, like, very nature.
You know, this is why I miss these conversations.
Sure.
This is why I miss these conversations.
Look at Colorado, you know.
We're about to run out of time before you get launched off. You got 20 seconds.
The high-capacity magazine ban, people let it happen. But now, the scale is so great, people are massing. And we just saw that in Virginia, and that's the beginning of the end.
That's the part, the wake-up. The wake-up call has finally been dialed in.
It's time.
And everybody woke up. Can't tell you how good it was to have you back on the air.
It's good to see you, Bill.
We need to do this more often.
I'd like that.
All right. Lincoln Osiris, PipeHittersUnion.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm joined now from Living Guard by Sanjeev Swamy. And Living Guard, now, at first blush, you know, you would think to yourself, what does this have to do with the gun world? Well, as an ex-military member, I really do wish Living Guard had existed back in, the 80s, when we were marching back from Grafenwehr for three festive days, 130, even in the cold, 135 miles in 3 days. Living Guard would have been quite nice. So this addresses a problem that every man has.
And woman.
Woman, okay. So let's talk a little bit about this. This is a revolutionary hygiene technology. A quote from Dr. Charles Gerba. Is it Gerba or Gerba?
Gerba.
Gerba. Good hygiene has prevented more disease than every vaccine and antibiotic ever invented, but we've forgotten that lesson. We need to reinvent hygiene in the 21st century. And these guys have actually gone out and done that. Explain this to me, please, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bill, and thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, sir.
To explain this to you simply, all microbes essentially are negatively charged outside. And inside you have a DNA and liquids. So you have two options to kill microbes. Then there's a bacteria, certain types of fungi and viruses, is that you either attack the cell wall or you poison them. And we decided to attack the cell wall through a positive charge. So using a multitude of positive charges, we're able to explode the cell wall very fast. It's skin safe, it doesn't bother you at all, and the bacteria are dead, and it works in around 10 minutes. So that's faster than the reproduction time of bacteria.
So if you were trying to poison it, this would be something topical.
Yeah.
And it's also going to be subject to being rubbed off, wiped away, just because of movement, right?
So it's leaching if you're going to poison it. So,
right.
You know, typical methods are like silver or antibiotics or zinc and copper, but you know they go nowhere. They remain in the environment, and once the poisoning is done, bacteria can regrow. And the bigger problem is that it's slower than the speed of reproduction of bacteria, and also the risk of resistance is very high.
And you guys have figured out a way to short-circuit it, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a short circuit. Exactly. We short-circuit the microbes, and we do it so fast that they can't reproduce. And the other thing is we've been able to bind it permanently on substrates. I mean, besides textiles, we do paper. We just started with plastics. So you can make any surface, really, into a self-disinfecting surface.
Now, this is a method that you guys intend to introduce into clothing?
Yes, sir.
Any partners yet? Any takers? Or that's why you're here, looking for partners?
A lot of takers, a lot of interest. We worked with Realtree on a camel print of theirs and made T-shirts.
Okay, well, that's a pretty substantial partner there, yes.
And we've got them distributed. There are about 300-400 people who are going to use it. A week ago, Marcus, my colleague here, had a hunt organized in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. We do need to talk about that.
And basically, after wearing the textiles for a day and a wipe that they used to wipe their faces and hands with, they hung them on a tree, and the deer came like within a foot of them, and they didn't get blown off. So it didn't bother them at all. That's because the clothes just won't smell, and there will be no harmful microbes on
right.
them to hurt you.
Now, the keepers of Radio Row, when they brought Marcus to me, the pitch Marcus gave to me is, if you go deer hunting, you won't have to coat yourself in deer urine. So what this is, deer urine is a camouflage, right?
Yeah.
But this is just simply sort of Xing you out of that spectrum, right?
So basically, sweat doesn't smell.
Okay.
By itself, it's decomposition that is caused by bacteria that causes body odor and smell, and that's what causes infection. So we prevent decomposition. There's no need to smell. You wear one of our T-shirts for 2 or 3 weeks, there'll be no smell. You can go on a date after 2 weeks. It makes no difference.
See, I just see so now. The whole partnership with Realtree becomes so sublime because I'm not a deer hunter, but I can't imagine going, okay, check, I got my gun, check, got my deer stand, check, camouflage stuff, check, camouflage hat, check. Deer urine? I didn't get my deer urine.
Yep.
And then I can't go hunt the deer, or I could have some Living Guard, some clothing infused with Living Guard.
I mean, would you rather put urine on yourself or not?
You know, it's not on my list of top five things I want to do later on today. It's just not for me. There's a couple things I do that we might say might be sort of have its own little special fetish sort of thing.
Yeah.
Coating myself in deer urine for something recreational just isn't on it. It's just nowhere. I don't even know if it tracks. It's not even on the radar. So, yeah.
Yeah, but
I can see your point. But, I mean, to other things, I mean, I can see this is this good? I could see this making its way. I'm a big fan of ballet. And yep. I could see this working its way into companies that supply ballet dancers.
Yep.
Every athletic pursuit known to man. This could be something that is, I'm sure you guys wouldn't be doing it if you didn't think it was big, right? I think it's big. You didn't tell me enough, though, Marcus. I was just thinking, okay, so you don't have to coat yourself in deer urine. How much traffic can I get out of that on a radio segment? This is sort of revolutionary.
Talking about urine.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people asked us, you know, who make products like underwear and stuff like that. Can we kill urine smell? So we have a way of killing the smell of urine because we are able to flocculate urine through one of our technologies and prevent the urease, which is what smells in urine,
right,
from decomposing. Because we split the creatinine that you have in urine, which is a fantastic and natural antimicrobial that comes out of your own body, and we're able to prevent the urine from decomposing so the urine doesn't smell.
So on the one hand, it's revolutionary, and on the other hand, this could turn all of us males into really sloppy people. couldn't it? We're going to negate certain things that we normally would not do as just in polite society. We're just going to negate the need to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we've got demand.
All you need now is to figure out something to make it dry instantaneously, and you guys have just changed the entire male lifestyle.
Yeah, but there's the other side. I mean, you know, we do, for example, in India, we're doing drinking water out of our textile. We clean water microbially.
Okay.
60 million people drinking water using our filters. We have reusable sanitary pads that are still hygienic.
Yeah.
And I think addition to the women's arsenal is nylon stockings tend to smell at the end of the day. And
well, I wouldn't know about that.
I'm telling you they
okay,
do.
Okay.
And we can stop that from happening.
And if anybody thinks that I know what that's like, they don't know. If they don't have no video, they can't prove it.
So we have the nylon stockings covered. We're doing underwear, socks. You know, socks tend to produce.
Socks are a big thing.
Athletes foot. And you know how shoes smell, right?
So would this sort of prevent athlete's foot as well?
Well, it kills the athlete's foot fungus. So, I mean, it's, you know, prevention is better than cure, and that's what Dr. Gerba said. Let's be hygienic, and you'll have less problems. I mean, it won't, if you've already got athlete's foot, it won't cure it, but it'll prevent you from getting it.
Glad you stopped by yesterday, young man. I do appreciate that. When do we expect to see this hit in the market?
Well, launches are slated definitely in several areas this year.
Yeah.
Outdoor brands are launching as we speak, and a lot of brands will launch during the course of this year.
How do they find you, and how do they figure out where to find the product?
We go to everybody. We travel and we talk about this. You know, the problem is skepticism.
I use infused clothing. You're not going to find any with me. Anybody that listens to me knows I use infused clothing for different things.
But we have test data. All our claims are verified by leading laboratories in the world.
Okay.
You know, whether they're in Switzerland, whether they're in the U.S., whether they're in Germany, India, wherever we are, labs have certified us.
Before we run out of time, let me just say, you guys need to stay in touch with me. I want to know how this is going.
Yeah.
I want to see how this works. This is revolutionary. Thank you for taking the time to spend with me and talk about this stuff. This is some good stuff. Living Guard, livingguard.com. Sanjeev Swamy, Marcus, Tim, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.